You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, Clownfish TV did a video that caught my attention. And when I looked at the source article, oh, I am happy. I am ecstatic. Why? Because this is going to represent a change in the future. Oh, yeah, gentlemen. Oh, yeah. Now, this article was published 4 days ago. Young women are turning away from feminism in Japan. Ah, I do breathe a sigh of relief. Why? You'll find out when I'm done with this article, because there's one paragraph and one sentence that completely seals the deal. The writer, Ryden Bell, published a personal article describing that the feminist movement in Japan would be losing the support of young women, especially since they attacked groups of their own sex, such as women with large breasts, and attacked entertainment based on quote-unquote moe culture, which other women also consume. Ah, yes, gentlemen. If you don't know, moe culture is huge in Japan. So yeah, eventually, feminists were finally gonna attack something that women themselves like. And yeah, this is gonna be glorious. Now, the article is quite lengthy, so I'm going to have to chop it down to size, as always. And it's kind of translated, so the English might be choppy, but I'll adjust as needed. In 2019, sociology and gender research and part-time professor at Musashi University and other universities, Yuki Takahashi, published an article in Gendai Business Online titled, quote unquote, "The True Nature of Discomfort Young Women Who Have Abandoned Feminism." Ms. Takahashi repeated these arguments during a recent symposium in 2021. Takahashi claims that the disengagement of young women with feminism is due to a quote-unquote misunderstanding of feminism, and that they can really go hand in hand, but I would like to conclude that this is impossible. First of all, I am part of the quote-unquote big-breasted women group and a quote-unquote lover of moe culture. At the very least, self-described feminists on social media have actively targeted previous groups for bashing and eventual cancellation. How in the world can you cancel big-breasted women? Yeah, that definitely reeks of jealousy. Especially, she said, online. So we know exactly what site she's talking about. That absolute toxic trash heap called Twitter. Regarding the first group, specifically, when the images distributed of Saya Akane as free material was used in advertisements, there were the usual attacks by feminists whose profiles advocated, quote-unquote, gender equality and the quote unquote elimination of gender discrimination. They pointed out that the content was quote unquote inappropriate because it highlights her breasts and the image material that companies should not use. Last I checked for, I don't know, since companies started to cater to women, they still have a male base. And guess what? Sex always sells. Yeah. However, as you can see, there is no exposure. And instead of emphasis, it simply shows the natural size of her own breasts. It wouldn't be a surprise if he went outside in normal clothes. I think they meant she went outside in normal clothes. In this regard, Saya Akani said the words and actions of those feminists, aren't they crushing diversity in an attempt to embrace diversity? It is a very moderate expression of doubt and opinion as party. She did not use foul language, nor did she excessively blame feminism. However, the beating she received, Saya Akani, it was terrible. Some of the Twitter posts were nothing more than discrimination against women with large breasts and malicious accusations such as, quote unquote, you can even have your breasts reduced surgically, but not doing so is selling your sex. And Akani eats a lot of oysters and is doing a dad's job. Yeah, typical shaming language. It also flared up again sometime after the riot, with abusive epithets being hurled at Saya Akani, including, that she is a quote unquote typical penis loving woman without honor, and that she's trying to take advantage of men's sexual desires. Wow. Japanese feminists sound just like American feminists. But we all know who is really mad, because a lot of these older feminists, yeah, they tend to be on the flatter side. What can I say? Busty Japanese women are definitely in fashion. Oh, trust me. Back in ye olden days, when I was in Japan, when I first got there in 93, you really didn't see a lot of busty Japanese women. But boy, when they did come around, you knew. Regarding the Uzaki-chan blood donation poster, which became a hot topic shortly after the ruckus, Junko Iwabuchi has declared that, quote unquote, big breasts are deformed and associated with mental disability, which has caused strong protests from real women with big breasts. Wow. This Junko woman definitely got some hurt feelings on that topic. Among the targets of feminist attacks is moe culture. Apparently, the perception that moe culture equals macho culture has taken root, especially among older generations, and is considered a quote unquote safe target for attack. Oh, that right there is when they cross the line. However, moe culture involves a large number of women, both creators and consumers. First of all, 70% of manga artists are women. In another survey, the ratio of illustrators by age shows that the majority of manga artists are young women in their 20s and 30s. Of course, not all writers perform in a quote-unquote moe style, and we must rule out that this is a biased survey. However, it cannot be said that the creators and consumers of moe cultures are rare and exceptional. In particular, it seems reasonable to assume that among young women who are said to be quote-unquote moving away from feminism, there are many creators and consumers involved in moe culture. In other words, criticizing moe culture is almost directly an attack on these women. Oh, the Japanese women, or should I say, the younger Japanese women, are figuring this out. Feminists argue that they only ask for regularization and TPO, time, place, and occasion. No. See, that right there is soft censoring, not prohibition. However, regularization means that there would be far fewer opportunities for activities in this culture. It threatens the economic base of the writer and the fans who expect her work. Regularization is only a last resort when it is unavoidable. Anyone who knows a little about the situation of creators sectors know that regularization is not a moderate measure or anything like that. Must be applied with care, limiting yourself to obvious depictions of adult content. If the quote-unquote compelling reasons can be explained rationally enough, fine. However, the real attacks were on things like Uzaki-chan's blood donation poster and the Love Live Sunshine, which barely show any skin. If the scope of the attack is known, the creators and fans of moe culture will not support the claims of feminism that regulates expression. Now, here is the cream de la crumb. In fact, they have been complicit in the bashing of girl groups, even implicitly and explicitly affirming the cause of quote-unquote men of honor and cocky women. The reasons why young girls are turning away from feminism are simple. Because there are reasons to oppose and there are no reasons to agree. And here is the coup de grace. Because it does not represent our interest. It's because it takes away our enjoyment. Bam! There you go. Oh, it was only a matter of time. Because feminism, they simply don't know when to stop. They don't. And I always thought that feminism was all about women being able to choose what they wanted to do. No, ladies. Feminism is all about you're supposed to choose what feminists want, i.e. hating men and hating things that men like. Yeah, I believe it was TFM that came up with this phrase. If women find it, you know, repulsive, it's empowering. If men find it, you know, attractive, it's oppression. I'm pretty sure his words were definitely better. But yeah, all in all, whatever men find, attractive in women, oh, that's got to be taken away. Because the women who wouldn't fit that bill, they're going to be the ones who scream. Just like that fat woman who tried to go to that ranch, and apparently she got turned away because she was too heavy. Oh, that's wonderful. But all in all, women have no problems attacking other women. And that's why the younger generations are starting to say they don't want anything to do with feminism because they're starting to see just what being a feminist is going to mean for them. Oh, no, they're not wanting that. So, yeah, shout out to the younger generation of women in Japan, because guess what? That means anime and manga might not be in danger after all. But I've rambled on long enough. Read the full article. Let me know what you guys think. Oh, and trust and believe. Yeah, moe culture, it's not going anywhere. All those toxic ass women on Twitter who complain all day about the Japanese and how they do their artwork in regards to women's bodies, they need to shut the fuck up. Why? Because they know they don't have the talent to actually create something of their own. So instead, they want to constantly bash and attack the Japanese manga artists and say, we don't like this. You should change. However, more and more Japanese illustrators and artists and content creators are giving the finger to Western feminists, and it is glorious. But for all of you butthurt feminists, hey, the economic power in regards to trying to cancel manga because of their depictions of women will go out. And guess what? All of your bitching and whining will go out right along with it, because trust and believe, there's far too much money to be made in regards to manga, in regards to anime. And yeah, the consumers, they're not going to let you get away with it. So it is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.